Welcome to Improv for Humans, live at the UCB.
Joe Winger, Mary Holland, Lauren Lapkus, Betsy Sodaro, and John Gabris. So excited. Have a seat, improvisers. See, scoot over a little bit so I can get my near my notepad.
Right, yeah. Scoot over a little bit so I can get
my welcome, everybody. 2019. First Improv for Humans of 2019. 2018 was solid, and we got some all-stars here to break in the new year. So let's keep it old school and simple and just start with a single word. And since I'm having a hard time seeing the rest of the audience, we'll get it from someone in the front row here. Give us just one. What'd you say?
Pickles.
Pickles. Okay, classic.
Pickles. Pickles.
Vlasic.
Vlasic. I will say this, I may have even told this story before, but I loved pickles growing up, just loved them. And there's something called a schoolgirl pickle. Does anybody know that expression? Schoolgirl, Josh,
no.
Just so people don't think I'm crazy, please don't look that up. Schoolgirl pickle, I want to see a picture of that.
It sounds problematic.
I know, especially when you see what they are. They're the ones They're the ones that are like that big.
They're the ones that are like too small to eat, but...
Yeah.
No, never mind.
You can just blow them.
Oh, my...
No, and I'm the only one who's heard that expression.
Yeah, no. It feels
now
like you made it
up. Now I feel crazy.
Up.
Yeah,
you're
like
something
my dad
us.
Told me. Schoolgirl choker pickle.
I hate that.
Choker? Schoolgirl choker?
Why is it called that?
I think. What do you mean, why is it called that?
Why is it called a schoolgirl pickle?
It's called.
I'm afraid to ask. Can you look that up, Josh?
Well, this one totally different than the other one.
That one does?
They all
Which pickle is your favorite?
God damn it.
So anyway, they had those big jars. Well, what do you guys call those pickles? You've seen those giant jars
just
of pickles.
Do
you have a
pickles.
Name for them?
Just pickles.
I don't think my... Nasty. I would never eat one in my entire
life.
I've never had
ones?
A pickle.
You've never had
oh,
a
yeah, I remember you saying that.
She's also never had a peach, right?
I have now since had a peach. Yeah.
What's your review of peaches?
I like the candy version better.
What?
Yeah.
You think they're better as jelly rings?
Yeah.
You like to drink perfume also,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, yum.
Wait, you've never had a pickle? Also, you said it as a brag.
Yeah, I'm really proud of that. I actually, a couple years ago, had a teeny tiny cube of a bite of a pickle. A teeny piece.
Do you like cucumbers?
Yeah.
Interesting.
What did you think of the pickle?
I was like, this...
Josh, I don't have time to read. Give me a give me some coverage
yeah,
here.
Yeah, please open up a 12-point font article that says The History of Pickles.
And scroll really fast.
Directions to make schoolgirl pickles.
Okay. No, that's okay. That's okay. I want to know why they're called schoolgirls. So we cut to a class. It's American history class, and it's right before finals. Teacher?
Yes, Matthew?
I know
we're... There are finals coming up, so if you want...
I know we're talking about Shay's Rebellion predating the American Revolution, but...
Yep, I finished all the information about that.
But can I just... I was just reading about the crops of the times and how cucumbers were introduced during this period, and something was called known as a schoolgirl pickle, and I'm just fine... A schoolgirl choker pickle, and I'm...
God, yes. Matt, you're such a nerd.
Fucking loser. Don't ask me about that.
History can be fun.
Asking about fucking crops? Suck this. Yeah!
Ow! That's a schoolgirl pickle, bitch.
All right, all right. Let's not take turns punching Matthew again. So, Matthew, what was your fucking question? I'm sorry. I just was up late last night prepping for the final that's coming up. What was your question?
We're all getting a little loose as we approach summer vacation.
We all got a little bit of senioritis, okay? So let's keep it together.
You shouldn't have senioritis as a teacher.
I have senioritis. I can't wait to lifeguard all summer long. I took this teacher...
We cut to this teacher at the doctor. And as you feared, you do seem to have an extreme case of senioritis.
What?
It's a extreme case.
Damn it.
You think things are going to be over for the rest of your life, I'm afraid.
I can't wait for this appointment to end.
Exactly.
I have appointment items.
Yes, nurse.
Excuse me, may I come in?
Let me just cover up. I'm sorry.
No.
I'm sorry.
I was hoping you wouldn't.
Okay.
All of the other nurses are freaking out in the lobby or whatever.
It's okay, nurse. It's getting near summer. We're all getting loose with the terms.
I can't wait for break, but we were looking over your charts, and we do have an explanation for the way your penis looks.
Oh, thank God.
I know that's not your primary reason for being here.
But I
told you not to look over the charts for penis problems, nurse. You do that with every patient.
Tiffany, come back to the lobby.
Okay, hold on. One second.
We cut to the lobby. The nurses just have patients' charts open to anyone who has a penis picture.
One's so weird.
Isn't that weird?
Look at this. This is a man's butthole.
Ew.
35 years old, still has his baby teeth.
Dick?
Yep.
Weird.
This is so funny.
Phallus dentatus.
So where are you guys going for summer break?
Oh, Cancun!
Senior frogs! I'm going to show my titties.
I'm going to Panama City where they let you show your beef.
Oh, my God.
Your beef?
Rebecca?
Oh, my God. I didn't even think of that. Yes.
What were you going to show?
What are you going to show?
Let's show this.
Your beaver? Oh,
excuse me. This is my 12-year-old son, and I don't think this is appropriate for the lobby or whatever this is.
Oh, he's seen beef before, haven't you?
No, and I'm very sick.
He's very sick.
What do you think you have?
Yeah, diagnose yourself.
What do I think I have? I don't know. I'm sweating.
Suddenly this becomes a game show. What do you think you have? We see three contestants that all look very, very sick, near death. All right, folks.
Please.
We're back from commercial, and everyone's still alive.
Just tell us.
Please.
Nope, we can't just tell you. That didn't come till the end, and we tell the winner what their disease is, and we give them health insurance for it.
Only the winner.
Dad, my son needs to book a flight.
Dad, it's okay. Whatever happens, we'll take care of you the best we can, even without insurance.
Okay, so for the first round...
Wait a minute. Will you guys not play then?
What do you mean?
If you're going to help your dad no matter what...
Oh, no. We need to play.
No, my daughter, she and her family, they don't have much money to support me.
I'm a horrible man. I have no family. I have no one to bail
for. Well, I don't think you should get it.
Yeah.
I think you should die.
Can we make this who gets to die?
Yes.
Look, if you all keep playing like this, you all are going to die.
Well, not me. I'm fine.
Why are you playing?
I'm helping my dad.
She's helping me. I can't do anything without her.
All right, everyone. It's time to say your worst symptom.
Uh-oh, Daddy.
Oh, boy.
I was buzzing in. I wasn't having a convulsion. Yeah. You're supposed to buzz, right?
Yes, what's
your
symptom?
I think the buzzer is emitting a frequency that hits my pacemaker.
Say fever.
Blood
say
in my stool.
Oh, you can be mad.
The audience loves that.
Blood
in my fart.
Whoa, is that possible?
There are puffs of air that come out, and they're blood bubbles, and they pop.
Ask anyone.
Ew, that's nasty.
Who are you?
When you have your
you?
it's a...
What role do you play on this? I can't tell if you're a contestant or you work on the show. You sang the
theme
song.
This is my Vanna White.
I'm like the Vanna White of this show.
She was yelling for him to say fever.
She's giving answers and doing the theme song.
Yeah, what's wrong with that?
My dad should win. Everyone groaned at his symptom.
Why does Royal Caribbean Cruise Lines advertise on this show?
And sing. That was a full exploration of pickles. Okay, now I'm going to go to the back row. Give us a word, back row. Or ignoring the very back row. This back row right here.
Kaleidoscope.
Kaleidoscope. Okay, you guys have a kaleidoscope story?
Not any that I can tell.
Whoa. Kaleidoscope. Well, that's always something you get like at the museum and stuff, right?
That makes me think of the first time I went to a concert. The second concert I went to was Lollapalooza '94, and I went with two friends of mine, and we were all very scared of doing drugs at that point in our lives. We were like 14, 15 years old, but someone gave us this machine there that was like it completely fit over your face, and you blew into it, and it was supposed to like make these colors to simulate what hallucinating on acid would look like.
Oh my god.
And so we brought it with us to Lollapalooza, and we were like, we won't do drugs, but we'll blow into this fucking helmet thing and have the same experience. And
Was that Metallica and Wu-Tang
Lollapalooza? No, it was Beastie Boys, Smashing Pumpkins, and Pavement.
I think I went to the one the year after.
Yeah.
So who had the machine? Just a random person?
It was another guy.
Setup?
It was my friend Andy Huck's older brother had the machine.
And did he
sober
make it?
Way to hallucinate?
No, I don't know where he got
Joe.
From. I don't think he made it.
Hey, Joe. Big party this weekend. You think you'd ask your brother to hook us up?
I don't know, man.
None of us are 21. You think your brother can get us a Tesla
Come
coil
on,
for the
Joe?
Party? Come on, man.
Come
your brother
on.
Interns at the physics department. We gotta get a Tesla coil.
Yeah, he said that the other scientists are really cracking down on them taking the equipment home over the weekend. I don't know.
What are we supposed to do, dude? We got four college chicks coming, promised to show their tits if we have a Tesla coil.
They promised. We said we have a Tesla coil, and they said, we promise we'll show our tits.
And then Ronnie was like, pinky, and she was like, hell yeah.
You know,
hold on.
Oh, hello? You have a cell phone.
Hey, it's me, that girl you met.
Oh, hi. Yeah, I don't remember your name either.
Me neither. I just wanted to say my friends and I are getting ready for the big party.
Yes.
And
so are we.
We're unhooking our bras right now in anticipation of that sweet Tesla coil. Oh,
I can hear it.
They're really old.
Dude, did you hear that, Joe? They're already unhooking them. That's the hardest part.
You know, I told you again, my brother is willing to buy us beer. He said if we keep using the Tesla coil, we could either badly burn ourselves or create clones of ourselves.
It's worth it. Think of those sweet tits.
I've been thinking of them for a month, dude.
Me
hey,
too.
I'm still on the phone, you moron.
Oh, shit.
Okay, now I'm hanging up.
We cut to a faux drug dealer in a well-lit parking lot. All right, so you kids want some stuff that's like drugs, but not drugs and totally legal.
Yeah, all that's right. What we want.
Yes, please. Can you give me CTE? Smash me in the head with a rock or something?
Oh, okay, yeah.
It's kind of like drugs.
Yeah, that sounds good. I got it. Hey, you guys
I'm trying here, okay?
You guys into fake heroin?
Yeah, I do it all the day.
Yeah.
Yeah.
See this vat of molasses?
Yeah. I see it.
You want to feel like you're on heroin, but not be on heroin?
Hell yeah.
Yeah, step into this vat of molasses and hunch over and take a shit.
Ronnie,
just
Ronnie,
like
you do this
being
every
on heroin.
You do this every day, Ronnie?
Yeah, I do it all the time. So
we cut
just...
to Ronnie at the party, has this molasses set up in one of the showers pretending to be in a heroin state.
All right, motherfuckers! I'm so high on heroin! Watch this! Yeah, I'm stuck!
Ronnie.
What?
People don't yell shit when they're on heroin. It's not like a party drug.
I know. Oh, it's sweet, but also bitter and kind of metallic. Yeah, heroin!
I have some real heroin. Do you want to do it?
I'm already doing it right now, can't you tell?
Huh?
What?
What?
We're here!
Oh, shit! Get the Tesla coil!
All right.
We have it, right?
Well, you'll see.
Don't show me right now. I'm so high.
So they hook up the Tesla coil, but it's never been hooked up this near this amount of molasses before. And the water and the
hook it
bottom
up near
of the
molasses.
Shower makes it good.
There's no way the molasses could affect the Tesla coil. Don't bother putting it away. I'll just set it up right here. Now, ladies, you said you were unhooked already. Is that correct?
Yeah. It's actually really weird because my bra is like open under my shirt right now.
That is really weird. That's like because I cut the waistband off my underwear, so I feel the same way, but for boys.
What?
And he hooks up the Tesla coil and turns it on, but of course, it being mixed with the molasses, there's some kind of chemical interaction.
What's happening?
I think it's called a speedball.
Wait, what even is a Tesla coil?
All of a sudden, the unhinged bras, they interact and they become like a Transformer exoskeletons.
Oh, shit.
Oh, my God, the bras are sentient.
How so hard.
Can I serve you? How can I serve you?
Pretend like you have tits in you.
Yes, of course. Sagunk.
Whoa.
Heavy, just the way I like them.
Yes.
Insane. Who saw Transformer bras coming? Josh, supposedly you brought us a YouTube video we can watch. Can we check that out on the big screen?
Absolutely. We have the first video is Guardians of the Galaxy makes reporter go through it for the first time, and it's by Daft Eskimo.
Praise. Okay. Let's just set this up a little bit. I was way confused. I'm a little more clear. Okay, so at Disney California Adventure, they have this ride, the Guardians of the Galaxy ride. If you haven't been there, it's one of those, like, gravity drop things, whatever the fuck you call them. They're really high, and they go... Whoosh.
It's the Tower of Terror, right?
Yeah, it used to be the Tower.
Yeah.
They just put Guardian shit on top of all the old shit.
Now there's
it's
a raccoon.
Very much longer,
so,
too. It's
what's
like,
that?
Yeah, it's a much longer ride now. Like, you go up and down a lot.
I don't like that.
I can't handle that.
Yeah.
And to our listeners, we're looking at the reporter, I guess, the news reporter, and then... Three women dressed as what? What are they dressed as?
I think they're dressed from like a DJ booth at a Sweet 16. Like they're all dressed in free swag handed out on a cruise.
Are
they're
they
like
trying
weird
to be...
yellow tinsel wigs and yeah. Fucking like noisemakers and like big inflatable saxophones and shit. I was so confused because
like
he seems to have
yeah,
weird
he has
arms.
Weird gloves
yes,
on.
Yeah.
I thought the ride did that to him for some reason. He's like, whoa! I was like, what's happening?
Yeah, why was he surprised by his arm? But also, like, the clip starts instantly with, like, no setup. It's just like,
yeah,
whoa!
I agree. Let's start that clip over now that we understand
yeah.
it.
That's so funny.
Oh, wait, okay, we are a minute in. Okay.
Oh, okay.
I was like, that was so weird.
That we've been talking about, too, so. Now the doors are closing.
The way they're
wearing wigs.
That looks like a Tesla coil.
Everyone else is not scared
at all. Yeah, not affected at all.
Okay.
You know what I really resent? I resent how casual everyone else is.
Yeah, that dude.
I know they're feeling really sick.
But they know they're on TV.
And they're like, this doesn't affect me.
Those people are the worst. Those are the same people who walk through a haunted house and go, not scary.
I know, I hate that.
I'm like, fuck you, man. Yeah. I'm not scared.
That's like not scared.
There's people who go to like hack the fucking, I don't know what they're spending $200 to walk through a room of people who are dedicated an entire year to 1 month of entertainment.
Welcome to the haunted mansion.
Not scary.
Yeah, I'm not scared at all. Yeah.
This doesn't even really count as a mansion.
My grandparents' house is much bigger than this. It's just a ranch-style house.
And my grandparents' house is way scarier.
Yeah. My grandpa's about to dead. About dead.
He's about to dead. Got that, lady?
How fucking scared are you now, lady?
Yeah, lady.
Okay, listen.
He's about to dead.
I'm just supposed to give you the safety protocol.
If you don't touch us, we'll be disappointed.
Well,
I just want to say that up front. We love to be touched in any sort of amusement park experience. And if you're about to say that the performers won't touch us, then we're not scared.
I want to get waterboarded.
Okay. Okay. Welcome. I'll just start over. Welcome to the haunted mansion of Dr. Malcolm's, where he did his most sadistic experiments. Mm-hmm.
If you dare, you can
wander.
Where'd
he get his doctorate from?
Medical doctor?
Yeah.
If you dare.
Is Dr. Malcolm someone we're supposed to know?
I know. You said it like we all care about him.
I haven't seen any of the previous movies. I haven't seen any of the prequels.
Like, if you said Dr. Frankenstein, I'd be like, okay, I'm not scared. No, but now I'm definitely not scared.
Wait, does he know Dr. Frankenstein?
Okay, so I don't know if you should care about him or not, but you are in his home. Where he did his most sadistic experiment.
Here's a list of all of my fears. Go ahead and throw them at me. I'll sign anything.
This is a list
number
of 100...
one is gummy bears.
Calm down, man. There's not one here.
She just said the word.
Hey, man, it fucks me up, man.
Why'd you tell her?
Because I'm hoping that then they'll put me in a cage with a bunch of gummy bears or something.
Now, as you all know, you have been invited here with very specific instructions to raid the lab of Dr. Malcolm. And
why?
I thought it was so weird to get an invitation to raid something.
Yeah.
Well,
it's like, hey, rob my house. Come on over.
Dr. Malcolm doesn't know that you're here.
Hey, I can see your Crocs peeking out from under your cloak. I mean, the rest of the costume is pretty scary, but you're definitely wearing Crocs.
No, I am one of Dr. Malcolm's experiments that went awry. I'm half human, half warthog.
The scariest of all the animals.
And as you can see, I'm not long for this world. Please, I invited you here. Raid the lab of Dr. Malcolm. Get...
So you're not on Dr. Malcolm's side? Or you are?
Look...
Who's evil? You or Dr. Malcolm?
Okay, this was supposed to take 30 seconds. Please, just move through this room into the kitchen.
Do we take off all of our clothes and then you ridicule us before we go?
I pre-circled all my fat and blemishes on my body.
He does that anyway.
Listen, no, look, you have more people to encounter as you move through the house. Okay, go follow.
We go to the next room.
Welcome to the first chamber of Dr. Malcolm.
Hey, do you work at that hot dog place?
Yes. Oh, shit!
Oh, yes, that dude that got jacking off on his dog.
Yeah!
I can't believe you got hired.
Yep, I got fired from Vinnie Frank's down on La Brea. for cranking off onto a hot dog.
You're nasty as fuck.
Yeah, you know, it was a dare at the time. I didn't think about how that story would play out.
Well, the security cameras were...
Yeah, the security cameras fucked me. I can't work.
Is this part of this narrative?
No, sorry. Let's get back into it. You're at the first chamber of Dr. Malcolm.
Oh, what was... Was that the antechamber before?
This is officially where it has begun. The woman outside should have given you just...
That was... You were in the lobby. Look, you got to move things along.
The lobby?
Harry, you got to move things along.
I haven't even gotten into my spiel.
Well, get into it. Get into it. We're backed up.
Do I have to, like, jerk you off in order to get a key or something?
No, Harry, no.
Do it.
No, Harry, no.
Rhonda.
No.
Rhonda, don't cockblock me every fucking weekend.
You can't just get cranked off by any stranger who moves through this haunted house.
Yes. You're damn right I can't, because you're in my fucking grill about it.
Here, I signed a thing that says I'll jerk anybody off.
No, I don't need that.
Guys.
What?
Dr. Malcolm in chamber 4, the guy playing about it, I just had a heart attack.
Don't slow down.
What?
It's okay.
It's fine. We can listen to him, but don't slow down.
No, he's dying. We need help.
No, I don't buy it, man. This whole place is a piece of shit.
No. Does anyone know anything about being a doctor? A real doctor.
Oh, we need a real doctor.
I mean, I'm a real doctor, but I don't believe in this house.
Oh, you got to.
Okay,
they
fine, I'll go to this.
They work their way into the fourth chamber, and there's this guy with a costume that's been ripped open so you can see his chest. He's turning blue.
That's not scary.
No, he's dying.
Please, help. Doctor, please, will you revive Dr. Malcolm, please?
Are you in character or not?
Speed up a little.
I'm trying not to be.
You still jerking him off?
Yeah.
She's making weird noise.
And he gets jerked off, and the friendly fire hits the guy playing Dr. Malcolm on the chest. He wakes up. If you ever had that friendly fire, it's shocking.
I want to find out more about that.
Oh, my God.
Dr. Malcolm,
Oh, my God.
Of course, you know why we brought you in front of the medical board. Uh-huh. We had some questions, mostly the context in which a professional married man may have gotten friendly fire. Also, the fact that you have a term for when someone comes on you by accident. Mm-hmm.
Well, I mean, it's amazing it brought you back to life, Dr. Malcolm.
It did. I was having a massive heart attack.
And I'm so sorry I didn't save you. I thought you were just an actor, and I didn't buy it, so.
You didn't buy that I was actually having a heart attack?
Yeah, I don't know. Something about it just seemed fake, so. I'm sorry I didn't do anything, but I'm glad that the cum saved you.
Will you publish my study or not?
Okay, so that's actually up to her. She runs the publishing company that we all work for as well.
This really happened.
What?
This really happened.
I love it. I'm down to publish this.
This becomes a headline on the front page or the Time magazine. He's like man of the year, and he comes home to his wife and kids. Honey, I think they will be proud of you, but you just have to explain.
Yeah, it's just
what you discovered.
What is it, Daddy?
There's a lot of questions on the playground.
Hey, Dad.
Well, kids.
Yeah,
sometimes.
Daddy. Yeah, Daddy.
Yeah, Daddy.
He has 7 kids, and they're like twins
Daddy.
And triplets.
Sometimes when two people
I was in the bathroom.
We have so many young kids so close together in age. It's
We're
twins.
Twins.
Triplets.
We're twins.
We're twins.
We're twins.
Wait a minute.
We're twins.
This is not my field of profession, but this is giving me an idea for a beer commercial.
But wait,
Papa,
Daddy.
What were you going to tell us? Don't change the subject.
Tell us, Papa.
What did you discover?
Tell us, Daddy.
When two people touring a haunted museum love each other very much, sometimes they do a special, let's call it a handshake, to show each other how much they love each other.
Uh-huh.
And then your dad here was having a little bit of a boo-boo.
Some of the younger kids start to drift off to sleep the way you do in a nice, yum, you know, yum, bedtime yum, story. Yum, yum,
yes, my plan is working.
And then what, Daddy?
And then what, Daddy?
Just boring and long enough for everyone of my children to fall asleep. Then I won't have to tell them how a man jerked off on me and saved my life.
Oh, did I say that out loud? Oh, honey, the kids are going to be up all night.
Let's see.
I do want to see another video. That seemed very visual video. Do we have a more audio video?
Play you know your most I mean? Audio video you got. Play a song.
Audio video killed the radio star. Got something, Josh? Find out about schoolgirl pickles yet? I can't believe I'm the only one who knew that. I think it's a southern thing. Josh, do you have anything? Whales are stupid.
The motor, do not start the motor. All right, calm down.
Oh, yes.
Okay, calm freeze. Down. So what we see is a boat, and it looks like it's surrounded by whales, I assume. Okay, keep going.
Seems as though this wasn't their intention.
You guys. It's all right.
Wow.
It's okay. Relax. He's checking us out. They're not going to hurt you. Just
oh, my God.
He's right under the boat.
Yeah, because you're going to die.
You'll never see anything again.
No, relax. He's going to check us out. He's going to go away. You're intelligent. Relax. Seriously. Okay. Here, look at that. He's rolling. Oh my God, this is amazing, guys. There's another one behind
me. Oh my God, I'm gonna cry. This is very.
Someone says, fuck this, let's get out of here.
It's fine.
I'm out of here.
Can you just sound? And there's three.
Wait, did she call 911?
Drive away.
Where are we?
Right now, drive away, Dad.
Yeah, drive
away.
Hurry, quick. They're calling
911.
Drive away
faster.
Huge gray whales
right under
you. Call the police. Oh, did they get bucked?
Oh, my God. We're kicking in.
There's no way a whale can keep up with that, right?
It's not scary. I'm not going to check this out, dude. Look at him. Look at how big he is.
Wow.
All right, where do you guys land on that?
I'm pro.
Pro what?
All of it.
Were you, if you were in the family, would you have been into staying there, or would you say, let's get the fuck out of here?
Bail.
Go.
I think initially I would have been like, oh my God, this is so cool, I would have stayed. But then it did start to get scary.
I would be afraid to drive.
Yeah, right. I would too.
I think I would feel safer being still.
Yes, just being still, yeah.
Yeah, but they're rocking the boat from underneath. Like, that would be terrifying. And you're on like a little boat.
Were
they rocking? Because they were like moving and stuff.
Hey, guys.
Yeah?
I don't.
Shh. What?
Betsy, when I start in a calm voice, match it maybe.
Okay. Sorry.
And the reason I say to match a calm voice.
Yeah.
Is right now.
Okay.
John.
Sorry.
I don't think you matched a calm voice.
Yeah, my bad. Okay. I missed the first one.
You did more of a hosting a show voice right there.
Okay.
Hello!
Hey, Mary.
What?
You just woke up out of a dead sleep and said that?
Were you dreaming about Ethel Merman again?
Yes! What's going on?
Guys, match, please match.
What are we matching? What are we matching? I didn't hear the beginning.
Me either, I was asleep.
Oh, wow.
We don't know yet, but we're supposed to have calm voices.
Right now.
Look, guys, I'm trying, that bird thinks I'm a bird. Yeah. See, that seagull thinks I'm a seagull.
Because of my loud
so
squawk.
Cool.
There is a great white shark.
What?
Underneath our Sweet 16 sailboat right now. Specific sound you've all done in unison. I happen to know that sounds like a dying squid.
You guys, I have an idea. Let's all cut our palms and put it in the water.
Sounds good.
Like a brotherly love thing.
Yeah.
Wait, why, Betsy?
Because if we show our bond, then the shark's going to be like, whoa,
I'm
out of here.
My hands are still cut from when I tried to get out of school with the stigmata.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, you just have to poke them with your finger and they'll start bleeding.
Put it in the water.
Ow, the salt water hurts.
I know.
Suddenly the great white comes up and eats all three of their hands in one fell.
You look like Mick Jagger.
Oh, yeah.
She looks like Mick Jagger. Look, Dad.
Look.
Oh, that's
Betsy,
cool.
That is not funny. Stop making yourself look like Mick Jagger.
Well, hey, I'm sorry. Yeah, everybody looks pretty good.
Remain calm. Take your shirts off and use them as a tourniquet.
Ew. I don't want to get naked in front of you guys.
Yeah.
We're all related. It doesn't matter. Take your shirts off now and use them as a tourniquet.
Don't.
I went full stigmata. I've got the Doubting Thomas spear wound, too. Is that going to be... Oh. Sorry.
Push him over. He's dying.
Yeah.
Do not sacrifice your brother to the great white.
Fine. Are you guys okay with me filming this whole thing? I just feel like it's interesting and unusual, and I've been filming ever since we've been told to be quiet. Is that okay?
Are you subtitling too?
Yeah.
You better get every word right, or I'm gonna fucking come for you.
Okay.
And suddenly, the boat gets popped up into the air.
Put your fins in the air.
Whoa, the police.
What? Somebody call the police.
God, I called the police.
All right, everyone act calm. All right, shark.
Act calm.
I couldn't help but notice, but you're a great white shark, so I'm going to talk to you in a calm manner. Sir, if you'd please not eat this family.
I don't know. I was just thinking about it, though.
Holy shit, I was not prepared for this.
What, because I'm wearing sunglasses and a t-shirt?
And suddenly that guy takes this machine off his head and he's at Lollapalooza and he's just experienced this whole trippy. But how was that, man?
What happened?
Holy shit, man.
Is it like doing drugs?
I've never done drugs, but that's what doing drugs is like. I'm going to get addicted this year.
And sing. So, does anyone have a legitimate New Year's resolution that you're going to be working on? Or you already are, I would assume. No one? No one's even doing the eat healthier? Nothing?
Is everyone officially starting their resolutions on Jan 7th? Because it's like the Monday. It's the first
right,
real Monday.
Exactly.
Yeah.
No, but I can't see the top
row. There's somebody in the
front row.
Oh, there you go.
I want to try to meditate every day.
You want to try to meditate, okay? Now tell us how you're going to approach that. How's that work? A little TM?
I'm going to do mindfulness. I have an app, and I've probably meditated about half the days of the year so far.
Mm-hmm. So far, so two out of four?
Yeah. It's working.
Yeah.
Less stress, less anxiety.
Yeah.
Oh.
That's okay. Good. My wife does that. Works for her.
That'd be nice.
Howard Stern does that. Always surprised me.
I know a lot of people do.
Yeah.
My wife meditates 6-7 hours a day. She's like, get out of here.
Sleep.
I need to meditate.
I'm still meditating.
Have you guys tried it?
Yeah.
Do you like it?
I think is it the mindfulness app that you're using?
Yes.
Or is it Headspace?
Headspace?
Waking up.
Oh, yeah. I did Headspace.
I use Headspace. Yeah.
At a certain length of time, I just ended up falling asleep, which they say is not bad, but I felt like I'm just taking
like even
like,
in like the middle of the
fancy
day?
Nap that I'm proud
a
of.
Fancy nap.
Shit, yeah, then I meditate all the time. I meditate in the car.
Joe, drive. Joe, wake up. Fell asleep at your desk again. I'm going to have to report you to HR, man. I mean, this is getting out of hand.
Do you care about my mental health and well-being?
All right.
I wasn't asleep. I was meditating.
You're going to still say you're meditating? Do you snore when you meditate and drool out of your mouth?
That is, I'm saying a chant that I'm repeating. And it's a
that
word
that snore was, is a chant?
Yes, it was a word that was given to me by my guru, and I just repeat it over and over again.
Can I hear it now, then?
Just yeah. It's...
That's a word?
That's a word, yes.
Sounds like a snore, dude. And I feel you're just taking naps on the job and calling a TM.
I promise you this is part of my... It's self-care. I need to do it. It helps.
Will you also sometimes deep in TM start mumbling weird sexual shit about your girlfriend? Is that TM?
Sure it is.
Hey, baby. Yeah. Hey, baby. I like that.
That's... Listen.
Can you guys have this conversation somewhere else? I have to get this assignment out, all right? Right outside the cubicle. I don't want to hear all this.
Yeah, sorry. And how do you know that's about his girlfriend? It could be about anyone. Who is it about?
I hope it's not a real baby.
Well, me too. I mean, I was just wondering who it's about.
I am just expounding different feelings and thoughts out, and it could be about my girlfriend sometimes. It's whatever thoughts sort of fly into my mind
what
when I'm in a meditative
state. What about your work wife?
Okay, Karen, I don't know why you want to be a part of my meditation routine so bad, but...
I don't know. I just feel like if you have a work wife, she probably bleeds into your thoughts when you're meditating. It's just my thought. I don't know.
I will try to work you into some of my meditation.
I would
also,
love that.
As your work son... I thought you said you were going to be at my game this weekend.
Did you not show up for him again?
Karen, please don't nag me about work.
Yoo-hoo, knock, knock, knock. It's me, your work aunt. I brought you a freshly baked pie.
Oh,
can I get a
you.
Kiss on the cheek in your meditation?
I don't. Now, do you have a problem with this from HR?
I do. I got a big problem with this.
What, because we have a work family? You're jealous?
Well, I don't have a work family. I got divorced from my work wife last week. We all know it.
How's that going, by the way?
I'm doing great. I've lost
I don't know
weight.
Why you can't work in another cubicle.
Because I own just as much as this cubicle as you do. Mm.
She shouldn't have to go to another cubicle just because you can't handle her independence now.
Thank you. You guys, I do karaoke now.
Wow, you've grown so much.
Thank That's you. So fun.
He was really holding you back.
He
was.
You used was. To be afraid to sing.
I was so scared to sing, let alone in front of people, let alone in a bar.
Do it now.
Let alone when
now.
The words are on a screen.
Do it at the work bar.
We cut to that after work bar, and she has been going there every day after work, so she's becoming a regular, and she walks in. Oh, Betsy! Hey, she's here!
That's
First
right.
up, let her through.
First oh. up.
The stage is all set for you. Get up there.
Thank you. Ooh, yeah. Oh, yeah. This is my
Dude,
hey, everybody.
Blues Traveler.
Blues Traveler.
Let her pick her own song.
No, take requests.
Yeah, something really fast with a ton of words.
Yeah. Okay.
All right, everybody. I'll tell you what. I'm going to let her sing three songs in a row.
Whoa, that teddy bear.
I'm fucked up.
Be too kind to me. Oh boy, three songs that are fast in a row. Wow.
This is bullshit.
Do Barbie
this
girl.
This is my bachelorette party, and we were assigned to go up next. Who the fuck are you?
I fucking run this place, okay?
It looks okay? like the marketing department's on a bachelorette party.
Maybe this needs to be a sing-off.
Okay, fine. I will keep score.
I'll watch.
I'll plug in the microphones.
What are you going to do?
I'm going to use the restroom.
And we cut to inside the restroom where every karaoke bar has the people too chicken shit to sing. And they're in there all nervous. And,
oh, man.
Oh, fuck,
oh,
I'm
man.
Not going back out there.
The devil went down to Georgia. Jesus, I'm going to fucking blow it out there.
Hey, I don't mean to be weird, but I'm trying to take a shit in here.
What song is that?
It's not a song. It's just, it's kind of personal.
I had the time of my, what is it?
Life. You had the time of your life, and you owe it all to you.
Whoa.
Ebony and
Ivory. You guys, it's all written on a screen.
Oh, yeah. Like this soap.
I know, I'm not afraid of singing. I'm just afraid of everybody finding out that I can't read.
It finally comes, and you know those people, they just keep pushing themselves down the list until it's finally like, all right, Joe, everyone else is gone.
Come on, Joe.
They're closing up. You gotta go, man.
Come on,
the words are on the screen. Big deal.
Okay.
Pick any easy song. How about Hey Ya?
Joe, you love
Just
Hey
do
Ya.
The chords.
No, I was out of the country from 2001 to 2006. I missed it.
It's played at every wedding reception. Just do the chorus.
What were you doing out of the country for 5 years? That's so sketchy.
Remember, he was on the lamb.
Oh, right.
Do they have the Pledge of Allegiance? That's a fun one.
There's no tune to that.
Sure there is.
Fine.
I pledge allegiance to the flag, right?
We see Colin Kaepernick in the back of the room. He's pissed off.
Oh, God, I can't do that if he's here.
Do something easy, like two ABCs.
Yeah, or happy birthday.
Okay.
Different parts of the bar are on different sides of that. No, definitely ABC!
Happy birthday!
Fuck you,
ABC!
Fuck
you! ABC!
Oh! You hit both of us! We're twins!
Oh, shit, guys. It's 8 a.m. We gotta go back to work.
Oh. Just in time for you to not have to do it, I guess.
Saved by the bell.
It's daylight savings time. We still got an hour.
Go!
Happy birthday.
I jumped the gun there.
Do anything, anything.
Just do ABCs.
Yeah,
you don't even
it.
Have to be able to read. You just know your ABCs.
Perform
That's
it.
The whole song.
Yeah.
The key reason why I don't know how to read is because I never learned this song, okay?
You don't know how to read?
You don't know how to read?
You never learned ABCs?
I learned half of the song.
What part do you know?
I know up until G.
That's not half.
That's not half.
A, B, C, D, E, F, G, and then I forgot. I just fell asleep.
H, fuckhead.
My mom was singing it to me, and I started to meditate.
Well, how do you have your job at the office?
Yeah, what do you do there?
For years?
Well, I'm the VP. Does it seem like I should know how to read?
You don't even know what those letters are.
I don't know.
Those letters are way
after G. Do you guys know what they stand for?
Very principle.
No, they stand for Vox Pod.
It's foreign?
Well, I'm the Vox Pod?
Yes, you're the Vox Pod.
I thought it was the very principle. What about you guys?
I thought it was vote, please.
And same, we all should vote, please. Holy moly. I can't see you guys, but I bet I can hear you. This, the dance platform up here, give us a word.
Safari.
I heard safari. Anything else you hear? Maybe jelly bean? Have you guys ever done the safari thing? I have not.
No.
I want to. I'm scared of that.
Yeah, I don't know. I never used to want to do that, but lately I feel more interested in that. I don't know. I just, but I think I'd be really afraid the whole time.
I'm like less scared of the animals and more scared as coming across as like a weird, like white
colonist who's like showing up. He's like, drive me around and show me your animals and then get me the fuck back to my hotel.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, I feel like I'm more embarrassed about that. I'd rather be eaten by a lion than have someone go, this fat fucking American. But I guess it is cool, right? Like, it's cool. As
it
long as
seems cooler
the
to the animals than a zoo.
Right, yeah.
Because we're going to them. It's more convenient.
Yeah, they're hosting us.
Yes.
But they're stressed because they don't know what time we're showing up. That's at the zoo, they know when we're going to be there. But, you know, on the planes, these guys aren't prepared.
You guys, I heard there's going to be a safari coming through soon.
Oh, no, I have nothing on. I haven't put anything on.
They're 5 minutes away. You have a little time.
Oh, what am I supposed to do? The gazelles aren't running through here until noon tomorrow.
Yeah, I want to put a good show on for them. I want to kill a gazelle right in front of them and mess up some kids for a while.
What if we come up with our own show that doesn't require the gazelles?
Wait, what?
Something we could do every time they come through.
No, I tried this last time. I thought it would scare them off if we were just fucking like crazy when they showed up. And they loved it.
Yeah.
Yeah, they loved
it. Business was really booming after that for a while.
People love us running, but we don't always have to be running after something to kill it. We could just have more of a choreography about it.
That's fun.
Yeah, like a flash mob.
Oh!
I was going to save that for my proposal.
Who are you proposing?
When things going to happen?
Here, let me answer both of your questions. I'm going to propose to a zebra on October 26th. Halloween.
What?
What?
That's Halloween in the Sahara.
For animals. Why? What day is Halloween?
What?
It's October 31st.
It's Animal Halloween.
Animal.
I can't wait for Animal Christmas.
You know,
Christmas.
Animal Halloween is 5 days earlier because we're on the animal calendar.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We cut to Animal Halloween where all the animals dress up as other animals.
Ah!
We go to the Halloween store for animals. There's a giraffe working it.
Hey, excuse me. Do you work here?
Speak up. Way up here.
Do you work here?
Yeah, I work here.
Okay.
What are you looking for?
I was just curious because you walked around like you knew what was going on. I just couldn't tell. I don't have any questions or anything.
Okay. You don't? What are you, by the way? I can barely see you.
What am I?
Yeah, are you a warthog?
I'm a leopard.
You're not allowed to. You're not allowed to ask that in 2019.
I know.
Walk up to someone and say, what are
just
you?
Just let people tell you what they are.
Okay.
Anyways.
You're a leper or a leopard?
I'm a leopard, but I want to be a leper for Halloween.
Oh, interesting. I get that
a
lot.
Yeah, for animal Halloween.
Okay, we got a human leper costume here. The hands fall off and your face falls off.
That's
the ears.
Great.
I need a hippopotamus-sized warthog costume.
Okay.
Because I want to scare the shit out of everyone. And as we all know, the warthog is the scariest animal.
I'm a dormouse and I want to be a donkey.
What? Oh, no. Who just ate one of my customers?
Sorry, I did. I was hungry. I thought she was a snack.
I don't think the Dormouse was going to last long in the Serengeti either. Not many doors out there. And I'm literally human, well, hippo prey. I'm hungry and fat and delicious.
Wait, are you a hippo or a warthog?
I'm a hippo, but I want to dress. I identify as a warthog.
Oh,
got it.
Do you guys have any official zebra costumes or just these knockoff ones that are horses with black stripes?
All right, buddy. Those look like zebras. Come on.
Yeah, but I want the official costume. I'm rich. I'm a rich lizard.
All right, Geico. Look, I just got these human prison uniforms in that look like nice zebras.
You're not understanding what I want. I'll just go to the zebra website, I guess.
So we cut to Animal Halloween, and this lizard has just gotten a fucking one of those top line, like $400 costumes. It's like, it looks perfectly like a zebra.
Yes, this is the spirit of Animal Halloween. Having the most specific and authentic costume possible.
Look at that tiny zebra walking in.
everybody here thinks I'm actually a zebra. The point of Halloween.
That tiny zebra is walking straight up the wall. And just lying down right in front of a fluorescent light.
Yes, no one has any clue that I am a lizard.
And we see a shy lizard with nerdy glasses on kind of sidle up to the zebra lizard, the rich one.
What the fuck are you supposed to be for Halloween?
Clark Kent?
The most famous human cop-out costume?
I'm not the richest lizard, so I had these glasses, so I thought I'd wear
She's
them.
She's the poorest lizard in all Serengeti.
Stop, I'm trying my best.
No, you're not. You haven't even tried to get a job this whole year.
I'm sorry, it's been warm out.
That's no excuse.
Sure it is. I don't want to do anything when it's warm and I could just lay around.
We cut to the lizard on a job interview.
Okay, and excuse me.
Yeah.
Hi. Oh my God! Did you just lick my eye?
I thought it was a fly.
What?
I'm sorry. I thought it was a fly.
This is so rude.
I'm sorry.
Are you interested in the receptionist position or not?
Of course I am.
Hey, well, Ellen, I know you're doing a interview in here. Do you care if I put a big rock down in your office? right near the window?
No, please, go ahead.
Okay.
No.
So, we're looking for someone who's going to be
I
focused.
I want to climb that in rock. What?
Hey, I brought your lunch. Oops, I spilled 3 random pieces of lettuce.
Just leave them on the floor.
No, why would anybody want that?
So we want someone who's going to be dedicated.
What?
Why are you doing push-up?
Oh, because I'm trying to channel my hunger and my desire.
Wow, I can't believe they hired a lizard at the hospital.
Yeah.
This is your desk. Okay. You are taking over my position.
Oh, wow.
So congratulations.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Are you fired?
Yes, I got fired, and I guess they hired a tiny little lizard to work the reception desk in the lobby.
So. Oh, is this the new girl?
Yeah, apparently. Look at her. She's about an inch tall.
Gross. Okay, well, this is the lobby where the nurses hang out.
Okay. I can hang out.
We're RNs, okay?
Okay.
Deal with it.
I'm really going to miss you guys.
We're going to miss you, too.
We cut to 2 weeks later. They're totally forgotten about that woman, and now the lizard is just the life of the party with the nurses. They have those dick charts laid out.
Yeah.
Look at this one. It's so long.
Have you guys ever seen a turtle's dick?
Yeah, it's long and has like a claw on the end.
It's like bigger than their body.
It's like
body.
A shovel.
And like,
it has a what?
Has it's like a shovel head on the tip.
It's crazy looking.
We cut to back in this lizard's college days, the first time she hooked up with a turtle. Like, you know when it's late at night and you're both clumsily taking off your shells and skin?
Yeah, let's do this, baby.
I'm ready to eat you out for 9 to 10 hours.
Yeah.
Slow and steady on the clip.
Could you guys, like, keep it down? I'm sleeping right in this bed next to you.
Oh, sorry, my roommate's kind of a bummer.
Sorry, I'm a bummer.
Sorry.
You can go ahead and eat her out. Just do it quietly.
Okay, you want a 69?
I gotta warn you.
Yeah?
It's a little difficult.
Oh.
And not because of the shell, but I've got a fucking hammer.
Yeah.
I've got like a Liam Neeson-sized hog.
Now, Lauren, I wanted to keep you after class and ask you what's going on because normally you do so well and on this pop quiz you failed every answer. What's going on with you? I'm exhausted. Why? My roommate was up all night trying to fit a big shovel dick in her mouth.
And scene. Who guessed a scene would end like that tonight? My roommate tried to put a big shovel dick in her mouth. Can't write
shovel
that.
Dick.
shovel dick.
Beautiful. Shovel dick. And I can't see it all the top row, so let's get a word from you guys up in there.
Moon?
Moon.
It's okay if it's not what you said.
Moon.
Space is scary.
Yeah.
Would you want to go to the moon if they let people?
I don't think so. I would be too scared to travel. Like, the moon and the ocean, I just can't handle.
What if they made it like air travel, though, where, like, it was...
moon and the ocean, in that order, are the two scariest things.
But what if they made it, like, where it was, like, everyone was doing it, and it was, like, no, you hadn't
it's
heard
like
of anyone dying.
Flight.
Or, like, one time someone died, but, like, it's not common.
Okay, yeah, I think I would need a bunch of friends with me and being like, it's gonna be okay.
Yeah.
Or, like, because I could really freak out.
So, Lauren, it sounds like you would.
No, I don't think I want to.
Because they are doing that, right? Doesn't
are they?
Branson have
oh, I did. I feel
that
like
kind
oh.
of thing? Yeah. SpaceX or something it's called? Or
I'm going. I'm
going
to do a podcast from the moon. I'm really hyped for that.
A Mac power Weldon hour. Sending me.
I'm going in the Mack Weldon rocket ship. I trust him. I would go in outer space. I'd be the first. I would volunteer immediately. If
would
they were
you?
Like, I don't know why they would want me or need me in any way. But if they were like, look, we just need fucking bodies up there.
Good
but wait,
chance
this is
die.
Very close. Like, they have that. That just got canceled, like, this week. They had people paying, I think it was only, like, $100,000. I say only, but still, a $100,000 ticket to go to the moon.
Oh, I didn't realize.
Or to space. Does anybody want to know about this more than me? He's just nodding. Yes, you are right. So it's near reality.
Yeah,
yeah, or you can reserve your spot. I feel like I've heard of people
would
doing
go?
That. I think I would. Yeah. I think I would go.
First trip.
See you there, Mary.
See you there, bud.
No, you won't.
Do you have to train to do that?
Oh, you must.
Oh, no, I'm out.
Yeah, that's a big for me.
Oh, right, a modicum of effort. I'll never do it.
No.
Would you get out of the spaceship and walk around in a spacesuit?
I would fucking hope so.
I was imagining you just go, and I don't. Like, it seems like a lot harder to get out.
Yeah, I think the one now is just going in space, yeah, not getting okay. on the moon.
Mm-mm.
We cut to that SpaceX expedition, and it is, and as you know, you are the first tourist in space. Up wow. until this point, it has always been trained astronauts, so you should be...
Can I have another Pepsi?
Sir, we warned you that carbonated drinks are not advisable. You can only have one Pepsi per trip, and I
is it
going to
be like Willy Wonka,
three.
And he'll start, like, flying up until he burps?
I wouldn't have thought of that metaphor, but yes, if you break the rules, you could die
sorry.
In different
Excuse
ways,
me.
Like the chocolate factory.
Excuse me. Hi. Can we use flash photography or no? Excuse me. Can we use flash photography or no?
I heard your question.
Excuse me.
Answer her.
Yes, you may use flash photography.
Okay, because my camera doesn't have a flash.
Then why are you asking?
I just want to make sure. Can we?
You may.
And what if it doesn't have flash? Is that okay, too?
Okay, as you see, there's video cameras taping this whole thing, so you don't even really
But those
need
aren't
to.
Mine. Can I use mine?
Yeah, you get a DVD at the end of the trip.
Oh, okay.
My TV isn't working.
Shouldn't you be looking out the window and observing space now?
No, I want to watch a couple episodes of Big Bang Theory.
I told you on this, the dark side of the moon, we wouldn't be able to pick up the Big Bang Theory or any of the TV shows.
Okay. What?
Wait, are you serious?
Yeah, we don't get satellite TV from this side of the moon.
No.
Okay, wow. Wait, we weren't under the impression that there would be no television the entire time.
Yeah, we were not under that impression.
I just assumed I was going to get to the moon and watch 90 Day Fiancé every day. What the fuck?
What are we supposed to do up there? Talk to each other?
You're supposed to look at space, and right now it's trying to show you different parts of the Milky Way. And our...
I ignored you when you said to put my phone on airplane mode, and I've been texting my brother this whole time.
Can I have a second Pepsi, please?
I saw you sneak a second, third from other passengers.
Can I have
this
a third
will be your
Pepsi?
Fourth. This will be your fourth Pepsi,
okay,
and no,
fine.
You may not.
Oh, my blood sugar's dropping.
And someone kiss him.
What? Just like Charlie and his grandpa, he did keep sneaking Pepsis from other passengers when the...
Hey, my Pepsi's missing. I had a Pepsi right here, and now it's gone.
I had a Pepsi that's no longer here now.
But I don't have them. But I don't have... I didn't take
them.
All right, folks, our air pressure is changing as we pass by...
Pass by what?
Ding, ding. Excuse me, flight attendant. The man sitting next to me is, I guess, blowing up.
And indeed, he is rounding out. And
can I have a Pepsi, please?
Whoa. Ew.
Why do you want another one?
Can I have another Pepsi?
Why are you so thirsty?
Because I'm a fucking tourist and I drink Pepsi.
Seatbelt breaks. Oh, no! He's exploding.
He's farting blood.
Pepsi.
Your blood farts.
I have blood farts.
Don't pop any of them.
Ew.
There's blood farts. These, like, perfectly, and they're really tough. They don't bust. They just are brown and bloody.
I keep trying to burst it, but it won't pop.
Stop trying.
I don't
want to
burst it, you psycho.
I think it'd be fun.
And we cut to 20 years later. It's another spaceship, and they see this spaceship. Sir, I know you're not going to believe this.
What is it?
I'm picking up readings that say this abandoned spaceship in front of us is the missing spaceship, the first tour spaceship, the spaceship SpaceX.
I don't believe you.
We're getting closer. I'm telling you, this is SpaceX, the missing tour ship.
I don't think so.
Captain, we're about to run into it. It says right there, SpaceX.
You cheated on my wife. Wait, my wife cheated on me with you. I don't trust you.
And they bonk up against it, and we cut to a couple hours later as they're sending a team over to explore the supposedly abandoned spaceship. There's still these fart bubbles that have become their own life forms floating around the ship.
Listen up, Space Marines. We don't know what's going to be in there, but goddamn help us all if any one of you pops one of these blood farts, all right? Keep your heads low, your head on a swivel, and stay frosty out there.
I'm sorry, keep my head low and on a swivel?
Keep it low on a swivel like an artist's stool.
How do I do that?
Like a drafter's stool, like an architect would use, all right? Low and on a swivel. Let's ride, boys. Stay frosty. Back rear guard, keep it up, point man. Let's roll. Put the women and children in a bin. Go looking for fucking dinner, boys. All right.
Put the women and children in a bin?
To bed.
Oh, okay, sorry.
Take them out of that bin.
I am detecting life forms in the area up ahead.
You know the rule. Keep up the ROE, the rules of engagement. Tangos are...
bubble.
No, what are you doing, McMaster?
Slow motion. As he can't help because a fart, we all like to want to pop a bubble. Air pressure dramatically changes. They get sucked through the ship into the core of the ship where the energy source should be, but instead they see this giant blimp of a man.
It smells like Pepsi.
That is true.
What are you?
Yeah. What's your deal?
I've assimilated into both the ship's computer and my former passengers. I have achieved sentience.
Whoa.
Did you bring Pepsis?
Oh, man, all we brought was, like, a lot of machine guns and stuff, man. The game that was happening, it's not happening anymore, man. The game's not happening, man.
You gotta chill out.
Well, I have some water.
Water? Isn't that one of the ingredients in Pepsi?
Probably not.
Yeah. I don't know.
All I'll try it.
And suddenly we cut to a few days later, and in the skies above Atlanta, we see all these spaceships suddenly appear. There's 20 spaceships
wow.
above the Coca-Cola. Oh, fuck, Coke's in Atlanta, isn't it? Or is it Pepsi?
It's Coke.
Is it?
Uh-oh. All of those.
They're attacking! They're in! I knew it was coming! Quick!
She didn't tell
this thing was going to happen.
Who's attacking? Pepsi?
Pepsi's achieved sentience is coming for us, finally, just as we've always planned.
Should we release our Coca-Cola thing?
The polar bear!
We have to release
the polar bear!
Release the two polar bears!
The polar bear!
Teach them, make them do their elephant noises. Wait, those are elephants in polar bear costumes.
And see, look, who saw the polar bears? We're just elephants the whole time. Give these improvisers a hand. Joe Wenge, Mary Hodler, Logan Zhao, Gavis Butsley, Sidaru, and I'm Matt Besser. Check out Improv for Humans in the new year. Please spread the word because it's an awesome podcast. We want everybody to know about it. Grab some merch on the way out, and we'll see you again 2019. Thanks.
Be a good human. Listen to Let's You Improvise series. My Dead Wife. The Robot Car. Out now on Stitcher Premium. Check out Matt Besser's Patreon podcast called Professor Besser. Listen to Stolen Idea, Matt, Bobby and Brett's epic punk rock musical on Stitcher Premium, and tell your friends. Rate and review the show on Apple Podcasts. Tell your friends about the best podcast in the universe. Music by Magoo. This has been Improv for Humans.
Hey, this is Arnie Niekamp from the Improv Fantasy Podcast, Hello from the Magic Tavern. I fell through a dimensional portal behind a Burger King in Chicago into the magical land of Foon, and I started a podcast. Season 3 has just begun with a brand new adventure to defeat the Dark Lord. If you're a new listener or you've fallen behind, Season 3 is a great jumping on point. And we've got great guests like Justin McElroy.
I sound like a fancy college professor. Eight nuts.
Rachel Bloom.
You want to see my collection of men corpses and one woman?
Felicia Day and Colton Dunn.
You've seen me have intercourse with a variety of species.
It's a bummer.
Andy Daly.
You have the members of Genesis listed, but Phil Collins has crossed out and then circled and crossed out again.
Yes, I have killed Phil Collins twice.
Thomas Middleditch.
Jesus. I mean, Jazos. Ruler of the Eighth Circle.
And that's just the beginning. Season 3 of Hello from the Magic Tavern is out now. Listen in Stitcher, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.